Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And now, it's time for Nashville's most honest game show. It's The Truth, According to Kirby.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Two of these statements are lies. The other, the truth, maybe.
U.S. Olympics 1980, the game was televised 4 days after the event.
And here's your host, Bob Barker's nephew himself, According to Kirby.
That's not true!
It's John Hutton.
You can't handle the truth.
Thank you, David Reed. Today's truth. In the spring of 1979, Kirby, along with his high school track team, ventured off to Murfreesboro for the regional track meet at MTSU. When the first day of events had concluded, Kirby and several teammates headed out to check out the town. He used his McLovin ID to procure some adult beverages at a local package store. Where did Kirby and the gang wake up the next morning? Was it in a stranger's car at the Murfreesboro drive-in? The back of a pickup truck in a tobacco barn in Walter Hill? Or in the showers at Cedars of Lebanon State Park?
Oh, wow. This is an all-time. You're going to have to run me through these again because I'm slow to write them down.
So did he wake up in a stranger's car at the Murfreesboro drive-in? In the back of a pickup truck in a tobacco barn in Walter Hill? Or in the showers at Cedars of Lebanon State Park?
I'm so happy Walter I stuck Hill. Around for this.
Oh, God. This is a tough one. I'm not going to win this one. Stranger's car. First off, is this high school team?
Yeah, high school track team.
High school track team. They come to the borough from where?
From Gainesboro, Jackson County.
How far is that?
Hour and a half. Probably,
so,
Kirby.
Chad, we're talking this through already. Would you expect that they would be expected to go home?
Maybe closer to 2 hours. It's pretty far out there.
So would they be going home or would they be staying?
No, they'd be staying.
So who the hell is supervising this trip?
No one.
Well,
obviously.
Kirby. Yeah,
obviously, no one's supervising this trip, but wouldn't they have arranged a place to stay and then wouldn't there be some sort of, not bed check?
I'm sure there was something arranged, but they probably just didn't
skip down.
Show.
So
they didn't need their sleeping quarters for the night
at the Murfreesboro Drive.
You know what? Now, we're going to stay up all night.
In 1979, was
not leaving.
Was Murfreesboro a big enough place to have a drive-in theater? I think not. I think it's currently not a big enough place to have a drive-in theater. Drive-in theaters are dead now, but I think in 1979, you're not going to find a drive-in theater here.
See, I think in 1979 would be the exact time you'd find a drive-in theater in most places.
Somebody, we got crowd participation.
He's saying no.
You're saying no? You're saying no also. Several people saying no. I'm banking on you three gentlemen. Two head shakers and one vocal no. Pickup truck at a tobacco barn at Walter Hill. I don't know what the hell Walter Hill is. Or who he is.
It is an area around Murfreesboro.
Okay. What is a tobacco barn? So where they stash the tobacco after they pick it? This is not a tobacco.
Dry the leaves?
Yeah, this is not North Carolina. This is not a tobacco growing area.
Incorrect.
As far as I know. Incorrect. Thank you. I'm getting tips
it's
from
false.
All right, so that's
just because it's not on Tobacco Road doesn't mean you can't grow tobacco here.
But listen, I'm favoring here the showers at the Cedars of Lebanon State Park.
Lebanon, as Paul says.
Lebanon. First off, I could just see these kids. You go to a state park, right? First off, let's talk about the fake ID. What kind of fake ID in Gainesboro is Kirby getting? It's got to be a scrap of paper that says, like, I'm 18 or I'm 21, signed my mom.
The fake ID is the $10 bill he could pay with.
How am I doing on time? I want to make sure I'm okay here.
30 seconds.
Okay. The showers make me think they were showering, which makes me think of the naked guy that broke into my house. So I'm leaning that way. Chad, what do you think?
A Turkish spa.
Yeah, right.
It's this track team.
What do you think? I think it's B.
Things got really wild. A lot of experimentation happened that night.
I think it's B or C.
We ended up in the showers.
Where are you leaning?
It's showers at Cedars of Lebanon.
I agree.
What do you think, Mac?
Now, I will say, they do a great job of coming up with some crazy,
fake,
alternate, fake answers to it. That just seems too random. I'm thinking it's Cedars of Lebanon.
McGinnis, which isn't
which isn't that far from Murfreesboro, but it is a bit of a drive.
Oh, so they like to drive.
I want to know. I want to know how this track team did with drunk kids running around naked in showers and just.
I mean, it was a charity. It was a charity entry in the tournament. And Kirby running and smoking. I'm saying C, showers at Cedars of Lebanon Park.
Kirby, today's truth, please.
It was the showers at Cedars of Lebanon State Park.
I continue to be on fire.
But here's the reason why.
We all guessed that.
Our school decided it would be a great idea that we camped at the campground at Cedars of Lebanon and then drove over to Murfreesboro. So it rained so doggone hard that night that that was the only dry place we could stay because our tent had water in it.
The showers.
So we all the irony is very, very thick. We slept in the shower.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Great big old huge room. But there was a drive-in in Murfreesboro, and the movie we saw that night was Cherry Hill, which is a very bad drive-in type movie.
Cherry Hill was the name of the movie?
And send out the movie.
Kirby, this sounds more like a date than it does a track meet. You went to the you went to the movies, and then you went and slept with someone in a shower.
It sounds like the start of It's Just Lunch.
Listen. It was five track guys. I was only a sophomore, which is the other irony. There were two guys that were almost 18 years old, but I'm the one that bought the beer.
Of course.
Because I had the adult voice and a semi-mustache. And a fake idea. And the thing with about the idea is in Tennessee, there were no pictures. That it was just cardboard. And you could, I found one on the road. I think the guy, I don't remember the guy's name. But anyway, he was born in 1961, and that made me legal. And so I just carried it around and used it. I didn't even have a driver's license. I wouldn't have one for another 2 or 3 years.
Paul, so, Paul, Kirby, Cherry Hill High, was that the movie you saw?
I just remember, dude, it was raining so hard that we left the drive-in.
Was it about high school kids? Was the movie about high school kids? 1977 was Cherry Hill High.
Yeah, that's probably it. It was a really bad B.
Would you guys like to hear the description of this
movie let's hear
in one sentence? Five sexy high school graduates try to lose their virginity in a creative manner.
It's Porky's.
That's why we were there.
That is the description of Cherry Hill High, 1977.
And you didn't
An
like
hour
this?
And 27 minutes
any nudity? Any nudity?
Brief, I mean, it's, I guess. Maybe some...
Get on, Mr.
And were, it's rated R 14.
What's that?
You were 14 or 15 years old, a sophomore?
I was a sophomore, so probably 13 or 14, yeah.
Get on Mr. Skin and find out how much nudity there was in
It's rated R, low. I know that.
Very rated low. R. They'd taken
it was extremely disappointing. Low. Plus the car, you couldn't roll
saw
the windows
more than
down.
That in Jackson County every weekend.
Pouring down rain, so we ditched it and left and went back to the campground.
God, this was an excellent, excellent addition.
And drove through Walter Hill.
How did you do in the track meet?
Oh, we were fine. The field event was what killed us.
What? The 18th?
Well, the group that needed to qualified to go to state. So I mean, yeah.
Were you in that group?
Yes, I was.
Were you smoking at this time?
Yeah, he's been smoking since 11.
Not during track season.
Oh, he would quit during track season.
Oh,
why don't you quit during midday 180 on the roads?
The discipline
it annoys you too much.
You would quit during track season.
Oh yeah,
midday 180 on the road season.
I mean, it wasn't like I was. Today, right? I was a teenager. You smoked when the opportunity presented itself, but during football season or track season, I didn't smoke.
Was it a doubleheader on the movie, on the drive-in?
Oh, yeah. I think it was like two or three. But literally,
they couldn't stay.
The sky heavens opened up, so we were like, well.
So your coach was with you at the campsite?
Yeah, he had a camper. All of us had tents. Like,
amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, so
did you knock on the camper door and be like, hey,
they were like,
I'm the captain of this team. I need a bed.
There was literally about 6 inches of water in our tent when we got back. And so we started. Some guys slept in those areas on those concrete picnic tables. At least we got the shower.
He didn't come out to check on you during any of this?
I don't recall.
You sound asleep.
I don't recall.
Mac, what do you
him.
Think about this story?
No, well, first of all, I can never be disappointed in Kirby. I love the fact that he had a cardboard fake ID. I mean, that is just right in line with everything else that's going on.
Did it get wet during this?
I didn't get submerged.
Oh my God.
I was fine.
And Kirby, look, me sitting in this studio before your cable could hook up was completely worth this. Every truth according to Kirby is worth whatever I have to go through.
It would have been a lot better if he had been on that Walter Hill line that I came up with.
That was a good one, but... Cedars of Lebanon is far too random.
The fact that he doesn't know that Tennessee's number one crop for like 150 years was tobacco is beyond.
A lot of people in Robertson County angry with Paul right now, not knowing that Robertson County is the dark fire tobacco capital of the world.
Dark fire?
Dark fire tobacco capital.
Listen, let me tell you a secret. Me not knowing about tobacco is a good thing. I'm going to pass that down to my child and spread the word. Don't know about tobacco.
It's okay to know about agriculture.
You know what he's going to know about? Hemp. That's next.
Well, yeah.
I'll steer him clear of
cannabis sativa.
Cannabis sativa overtook tobacco in the 70s in Tennessee and was the number one cash crop. And
I'll
probably
steer him
today.
Clear of what I have to steer him clear of in the modern age. But hopefully he'll be well past cigarettes.
Look over your shoulder.
Despite idiots like this.